timing to have the batteries go out on the microphone? Like, right? Isn't that the way it always works? I don't claim to be a great shopper, but I do pay attention to the advertisements for gifts that come our way, and my wife's the shark. She's really good for advertisements for gifts that are coming to buy for someone. But not to be negative, not to start off on a negative thought, but I got to be honest with you. What I've noticed is that with a lot of the gifts that we have purchased or received ourselves, the way that they're advertised, it doesn't always, the gift doesn't always follow through to the way it's being broadcast when you first hear about it. A few years ago, we bought a dollhouse for one of our children. We thought we got a really good deal, great price, and just the perfect gift for our daughters. But then we started asking questions about the gift. Do the figures, the human figures that are in the picture for the dollhouse, do they come with the gift? The clerk said, no, that's an additional cost. Go to aisle 11. It's going to cost a little bit more. Well, how about the horse stables that are in the back of the picture of the dollhouse? You know, does it come with the gift? No, that's an additional cost. You can find the horse stables on aisle 11. I didn't even bother asking about the furniture in the dollhouse. I just started walking over to aisle 11 to see if there was furniture and how expensive it would be. You know, that's the way it works. With gifts, they're so often, the way that they're advertised, they don't really live up to the hype, live up to the expectation. Every once in a while, and you probably know how this works, every so often there is a gift that lives up to the hype and the advertising for it. I remember when Lord of the Rings came out, the movie. Man, there was so much advertising for this movie, and it lived up to the hype. I went one night, I went the next night, and I went the third night for Lord of the Rings. Byron, you do that too, I think. Yeah. A sweater. That Christmas sweater that you get, you love it so much, you wear it one day and the next day. It doesn't matter if it even smells. You just love it. You just want to keep wearing it. You've done it. I know it's true. Oftentimes, things don't live up to the way that they're advertised, but every so often, a gift does. I want to present Christmas to you just with those words. Today, you're going to hear some advertising. Advertising about a gift that's coming your way. The shepherds, they advertise to Mary. They say this: you will conceive in your womb and you will bear a son and he will be great and he will sit on the throne of David and his kingdom will last forever. We call it prophecy. It happened before Jesus came, but the angels were advertising a gift that was coming. Then the angel goes to the shepherd. We're going to hear it today in our children's Christmas program. The angel said this: fear not, for behold, unto you in this day is born in the city of David a Savior. Wow, what an advertising campaign. An angel, outrageous claims, bright lights. Did the gift of Jesus live up to the hype? Did the gift of Jesus live up to the hype? I think we all know that answer. Jesus offers peace and hope and eternal life. Even today, we talk about here in our congregation, we say these words: Jesus never wrote a book, never wrote a book. Millions of people have written about him. Jesus never traveled all that far, yet his testimony has gone throughout the world. Yes, Jesus is worth the hype, the advertising that came about him through the shepherds and the angels and all the people that we're going to hear today. I did get a gift a couple of years ago. This is actually Alicia's gift, or Alicia's phone, but I got my own phone a couple of years ago, a cell phone, and boy, did it live up to the hype. In fact, I'm still discovering amazing functions that my cell phone can do for me. A couple weeks ago, I discovered that I can use my phone as a remote control. That's power. I can call pizza. I can change the channel. I can do so much. I'm still discovering great things with this gift. This is Alicia's phone. Mine's not pink. But you catch the drift. Friends, The gift of Jesus is something that wasn't just 2,000 years ago, but every day that we walk, he surprises us in amazing ways. Filled with grief and sorrow, Jesus offers us hope. Filled with shut doors, Jesus offers eternal life. So when you hear today the advertising and the hype about Jesus, know that he lives up to the hype and he goes way beyond the expectations. So let's hear about that advertising. Let's hear about the good news of Jesus in our Christmas program with our youth. We're going to continue right now as we gather our offerings, and then we'll join together for a time of prayer. Thank you, Ingrid. Let's bow our heads for just a brief time of prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. And as we enter into some busy days ahead, help us to see how beautiful that gift is and what it means for us. We thank you that it opens up for peace and hope and eternal life. Bring that peace, hope, and eternal life into our homes. Lord, today we recognize that in this story, Jesus came to those who were lowly. Mary, shepherds. Lord, we pray that Jesus, the gift of Jesus this Christmas, would come to the lowly in our community, to those who don't have much, to those who need a word of encouragement, a word of hope. Finally, Lord, we pray that the gift of Jesus would come to those that are lonely. And today we uplift those that are shut in from our peace family that are not able to be with us today. For Lorraine, Eileen, Dixie, Gary, for Jenny, for Dawn, and all others who are unable to be here and are meeting this season alone, may the gift of Jesus reach them as well. Finally, Lord, we thank you for the gift of Jesus being delivered to us through the voices and the lives of our youth and children in our congregation. Lord, bless them in their journey. May we join them in our praise of you, and may we guide these children every day closer to you, your love, and your peace. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The children are going to get ready for our program here, and I just wanted to share with all of you, there's one thing that peace is very good at, and that is making homemade things. There is very little in our church that is purchased from a store. So when you go into the fellowship hall for goodies, recognize all the homemade goods. I also want to point out our bulletin is homemade. And I want to give recognition and thanks to one person that made it, Elizabeth Grassel. Elizabeth, where are you? Where is she? Oh, Elizabeth. Thank you for making the bulletin. How many years have you done it? Many, many years. All right. Thank you very much. Well, we take a step back into time, into the beautiful desert, back to a special town called Bethlehem.